Hello and welcome back. This is Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional, Wednesday, March the 25th, Lent 31. We continue in the sixth chapter of Ephesians today, focusing on verses 23 and 24, which reads, "Peace be to the whole community, and love with faith from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ." There's a poem by Nikolai Grundtvig, who was a Lutheran pastor who started kind of the whole Lutheran movement in the northern part of the United States back in the day. And I thought I'd read this poem from him. It's entitled "Peace to Soothe Our Bitter Woes." And this is what it says. "Peace within the church still dwells, in our welcomes and farewells, and through God's baptismal power, peace surrounds our dying hour. Peace be to you, full and free, now and through eternity." It's pretty, isn't it? I think it's very profound. You know, when we talk about the word peace, sometimes it's really hard for us to define what that is. You know, Paul talks about the peace that surpasses all understanding. And that peace is, I think, really hard for us to define. You know, there's a type of peace that you can exhibit toward other people. And then there's a type of peace that you have within yourself. And I think those are two very different things. When you are able to bring peace to another or to exhibit peace externally, maybe to mend relationships or to bring two people together, then that's more of an external type of peace. But I think the peace that Paul was more intentional about talking about is the type of peace that we have inside. And when you talk about what it means to have peace internally, I think we have to think about what it is that calms our soul. You know, when I think of inner peace, I often think about fishing. I know that sounds a little odd, but when I am fishing, particularly by myself, and when I go to the lake camping, I usually fish in I have a little blow up dinghy that I fish from because I don't have a little boat yet. But there's a great peace that overcomes me when you can just sit quietly on the water, watching the ripples and the small little waves coming up as the water laps against the side of the boat, and you feel the sun on your face and you hear the birds chirping, and you know, you cast that line, that zipping sound of the line into the water, and you just sit patiently and wait quietly. There's something very beautiful about that. And I think when we are looking for that inner peace, I think that's the peace that Paul is getting at. It's a peace that, sorry, my dog is whining. It's a peace that that may be hard for many of us to acquire. Inner peace is something that people struggle with today, but is attainable when we are willing to be quiet and be still enough to hear God in our heart. So the second part of this text is talking about grace be to all who have an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk about having undying love for someone, I think, you know, we often think about our first loves, right? And how we just had this, at least for me, I had this image in my mind that we'd be together forever, right? And you think that that relationship's never going to end, and that you have this, you know, you've loving this person to the you know, the highest capacity that you can possibly think of in that time. And it's very similar to first loves, you know, or not first loves, but then the newness of new relationships. You know, you kind of have that still that same high. And it's that same type of undying feeling that someone that you can't live without. And that's that Paul is getting at here when it comes to the loving Christ and loving God. And how different would your spiritual walk be with God if you thought about, you know, whether could you live your life without loving God? And what would that look like? It took me a long time to get to that place to really think about whether or not whether it was something I could live without. And there was one point in my life when, you know, I was like, you know, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to have God in my life. But then there was another chapter of my life that I guess where my faith really shifted for me. And I've preached about this before. When your faith shifts from just being in your head to your heart, it's when you make those intentional connections that all of a sudden you decide that God is just simply something you don't want to live without. And when you make that internal decision, I think that's when you create that undying love for your Creator. And I think that's when your faith really becomes real and when it really starts to take shape. And so I challenge you to search your heart and mind today and think about what your love for God really looks like. Is it an undying faith, an undying love? Is it something that you can live without? I hope that that the latter is true, that it is something that you cannot live without. And if I can help you in any way get there, please let me know. Let us pray. In our endings and beginnings, gracious God, surround us with your peace and continue to move in us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.